So I make this one or take an ocean.
You mentioned the word bucket. What about
They always called them pails.
Is that made out of metal, or they're both made out of wood?
Well, we didn't have no metal. We made washed tubs, you know, they'd make them out of cedar.
Yes.
And then the water buckets is made out of cedar, and then we'd use them old handle gourds for dipper. Of course, we don't have to have a dipper. I've got a dipper, but I don't use it too much. I use it more in canning. Sometimes I use it in canning different fruit. But I've got one. It's got a little thing to hang it up on the wall, and I've got a thing to grind my apples up and make a apple butter, and it looks just like jelly. I make that. And it looks like jelly when you get it done.
What did you use to carry food to the hog?
We had what we call a slop pail.
Okay.
And they was made out of wood last time. And now most of the time they use for slop pails now, paint buckets for slop pails. Them old zinc paint buckets.
What about a big, heavy iron vessel? A big, heavy iron pot?
There's one of them there, and his son's got it.
What did you call that?
And it held 30 gallons of water. And my young son's got it.
Do you call it a kettle or cauldron or wash water?
Well, my mother said her grandpa had six of these big old kettles, and they made molasses in them. And now they have what they call a evaporating pan and make molasses.
Yeah. What did you wash clothes in?
We washed it in them old tubs made out of cedar. And then we had washboards. Used to wash my washboards. Roger, of course, they don't use washboards anymore now. Oh, they may be some people do. I've not used one, but I had one, and Roger hit he called it antique.
Yeah.
He's got it.
What would you, if you wanted some, what do you call these that you have these? Flowers,
yeah. Well, we have these old plastic jugs and things, and we cut them off and make them into things.
You call that a flower?
Well, we just call them little flower pots, and then to keep the since we all live here, we have to be so careful that our wind is not. I put these little things that I get the hamburger in, you know.
Yeah.
To put my things in, and that handy little thing, and it gets all you just on the garbage can. And you see, it keeps it. We've got to be so careful of everything here.
Yeah.
Although it's our home, as long as we pay for it. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I always took care of a home as good as I do this.
Yeah.
And I always took care of my yard. I always thought as much of my yard as I did of my house. I always kept it pretty. You know, I had the driveway and grass, and always the driveway down to the house where they'd park their cars. Of course, it don't look like that now since I'm not there, but I sowed bluegrass now, yard, mowed yard. And I bought me a new lawnmower, and I just mowed the yard three times with it, like three more. And of course, I couldn't mow myself on account of my crippled arm, and I'd have to hire somebody. And Roger, he wouldn't let me bring it. He said that they come around, they got riding mowers here. They mow, the government mows part of it. And then I've got two little squares on the front. Everybody has to take care of his own little squares and two little ones on the back.